McGuire points, but must be sweet to get back into the Wallabies team as you played against the Argentines there at Mendoza.
Yeah, well, it's obviously been a long time between games, so obviously 14 was my last game, and to be able to play out against Argentina this year is a credit to a lot of hard work through the coaches and also my wife, who's been there through the thick and thin of it. So it's been awesome so far, and hopefully I get a couple more caps.
Must be an incredible thing. 10 years ago, you just were slumming around Melbourne and just doing nothing with yourself, embarrassing yourself. But it was one of those things where you got yourself back up on your feet when you went to Southern Districts, and they really helped you turn into a man, didn't they? But also a great rugby player.
Yeah. So from Canberra, I actually took a year kind of off, professional rugby, the academy stuff. Full credit to a couple of coaches back in Melbourne. They really got me on the right track there, and obviously, like you said, I went to Southern Districts, and I caught a good pack behind me. It's quite easy to become the best scrummager, or one of the best scrummagers over there that year, I think it was 2010, and it just set the platform for myself. I wanted to play a Super Rugby, and that was a goal of mine, and I got my chance with the Force against the Rebels there, which I remember clearly. And then from then on, I've played 70-odd games now for the Western Force, and like you said, three caps for the Wallabies, which is an absolute dream come true.
Yeah, well, you moved on to the Western Force. How have you enjoyed your spell there? Disappointing to leave, but the whole experience would be with the Sea of Blue and all the punters that go out to NIB Stadium, it's disappointing. But you move on to Melbourne, which we'll talk a little bit about in a sec.
Yeah, obviously the Sea of Blue, they're one of the best fans in the world, I reckon. But to leave the places, two of my kids were born there in Perth there, and it was quite hard to leave the place, really. It's beautiful weather, nice place. Obviously meet blokes like Jermaine Ainsley and stuff like that, but
yeah.
it's absolutely unreal. Western Force have given me all my opportunity, and obviously went on to higher honours just because the boys I've played with and trained with have pushed me to that level.
Yeah, well, great to come home to the Melbourne Rebels, and of course go back to the old club as well. But must be something there, like Lordy Johansson. He's been blind. He's about 48, 49 or something for old Lordy Johansson, but he's still putting in, which is fantastic to see. And it's good to see from a Victorian point of view that we're seeing a lot of great players come out of Melbourne, but also places like Shepparton that have just been phenomenal in churning out kids over the last couple of years to win titles. Bendigo, Ballarat, they're all getting their act together as well, which is fantastic to see. The new clubs there, like Racing Melbourne, for goodness sake, that's another new club, so it must be fantastic to lick your lips and go back with a great coach like Dave Essels and get stuck into it and basically be a Victorian.
No, I actually can't wait to go back to Melbourne, obviously going back home, where I grew up and playing my rugby, and I played for the Rams, which that's where my junior career started in Australia, and then from then on went through combined states. But I actually can't wait to see the place. My kids are going to grow up, and I don't know where I'm going to be or club-wise at the moment, but my kids are pretty excited to play under 8s, under 9s, and I can't wait for them to grow up where I've grown up. But it's going to be pretty exciting to go back and see friends and family and just be surrounded by them.
Well, what I'll be doing is holding out and making sure the Melbourne Unicorns give you a big house at Paran or Toorak. Or you can also go to Harlequins. It looks a bit rough when you watch the Melbourne Rising play there, but it's great to see that those community places that you played when you grew up are starting to get real traction and get some exposure too.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone knew, but I actually started at Harlequins when I first went over there. And like you said, I actually can't wait to get back and see actually grassroots rugby, because obviously when I was playing, it was quite tough. We had to move to Sydney to try and get the opportunity. But now that the Rebels are there, that's definitely the pathway. So I actually can't wait to go back there and check out the grassroots.
Well, you can become a member there of the Melbourne Rebels by going through their website there, melbournerebels.com.au. And to you, it's been sensational to catch up with you. You've had an unbelievably great career of diversity, and you've picked yourself out of the gutter there in Melbourne, out of a place like Ashwood or, Toorak or Parade, where they do it really tough in that part of the world. So it's good to see you and good to meet you, man.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for the chat.